Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hair Radio.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
The men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. You don't think of them as human. You don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes the wall. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do. I wanna make $1 million. I wanna live out by the sea. Have a husband and some children. Yeah, I guess I want a family. All the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their name. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. I'll do what you want.
Just a private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLot Magazine at AfroLotMagazine.com. AfroLot Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.afrolockmagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine. We're making Black progress together.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch. A new and better way to connect with your clients.
I'm honoring one of our legendary superstars. In this way. And what really comes to mind in at this early morning is that being special, knowing in your heart of hearts, deep down in your spirit and your soul, that you have something that makes you different than others. And I'm not talking about in a negative way, but in a way that makes you feel like you were given special talents. And those talents have stayed with you your entire life. But early on, you may not realize that those special gifts and talents were meant to carry you through. Yeah. Most people may not even realize that they even have these special gifts and talents. And this is where it comes down to having good mentors and people in your village who pass along this kind of credo or knowledge tidbit to you so that you can cultivate those talents and make those gifts available to others. Special. That's what it means, being special. And knowing.
Hi everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Hi everybody, it's Carrie Hines, and it's all about celebrating the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was first broadcast as the Hair Radio Show back in 1995 on AM and FM, and then it turned into an early morning edition daily on Blog Talk. It started back on Monday, January 5th, 2015, where we've been parked ever since. airing 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So here we are, marching towards 1,000 episodes. We are the most recorded hair and beauty talk radio program in broadcast history. The Hair Radio Morning Show is carried throughout the world by our amazing broadcasting partners. No one does it better than Hair Radio. So wake up, join me, Gary Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins for the best call-in live hair and beauty talk. We are all about hair, beauty, and community. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Michael Hopkins, and I'd like to wish my co-host, Nicole Marie, a happy first anniversary as co-host of the Hair Radio Morning Show starring Gary Hines. Nicole Marie was discovered by yours truly, me, Michael Hopkins. That's right. And the rest, shall we say, is history. Once again, Nicole Marie, congratulations and happy first anniversary as co-host of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house, and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some Post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, You put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Brianna, it's so great to have you back with us right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you, Keri. I'm doing great. Yeah. Well. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let me just tell everybody out there, you made such a splash. You impressed everybody here. So all the fans, and just nothing but very good vibes and very nice complimentary words about your guest appearance, your recent guest appearance on the show. So today, though, here's the thing, Brianna. I want to talk a little bit. First, let me just remind everybody. Now, you guys who are just kind of joining us, Brianna Spruill is, you are a self-described, you are a hair artist and a wig master. Now, we kind of can figure out what the hair artist is about a little bit. But what is, well, tell everybody, what is exactly a wig master?
A wig master is basically someone who builds wigs from scratch and does measurements on the client's head and actually builds it from top to bottom. And is able to elaborate different hairstyles and textures and make it look very realistic, especially for film and TV shows.
Now, is that hard to do? Because it sounds like it's hard to do.
Yeah, it is hard to do. I'm not going to be around the bush with it, but
right.
It takes a lot of practice. I'm even still learning still. Like, I just want to call myself wig master ahead of time so I know I am in the future.
I love that. So you're okay. So it's like aspiring to be this, you know, this all-knowing wig master out there. Reminds me, I used to deal with a fella here in Brooklyn area, Clem Lou Yacht, used to be on. You guys may remember him out there. And he was one of the wig masters from the olden days. Well, listen, we've got a whole new blood out there, and you're part of that, Brianna, and I'm very proud to say.
and ushering in a whole new thing. And that's really what I wanted to talk a little bit about, at least at the beginning of this piece today, because, you know, wigs are different. They've evolved, I guess is the word. It's not my grandma's wigs. I remember those wigs sitting up in the top of the closet like a hat.
That's right. The so, ancient wigs.
Yeah. those things are gone. So now we have wigs. They've got custom wigs. They've got, you know, and they're all kinds of prices and all kinds of wigs have different meanings. Some even got names. And so we've got to start there. What's your take on how wigs have evolved, even since you've been in the game? What would you like to say to that today, Brianna?
I really feel that we have more variety, especially like hands-on wigs as far as going to the store if you need to get one really quickly. But I feel like wigs are still kind of the same. We just don't know, per se, how to get them in a timely manner if we want something specific. Or clients don't want to be patient on getting something that takes more time than versus going to the store next week just picking one up. And I feel like everyone should study how to take care of a wig so it can last longer, because people just buy wigs and just treat them like whatever after they purchase them, when they actually can have them last longer than they expected to.
And that's something that I think you're really educating people about today on this broadcast. They can be styled and taken care of. And even the pricing on some of the lower price wigs that are out there, they can last too with proper care or better care. Mm-hmm. So all of that, you're absolutely right. Now, I want to talk about one of the big things out there, protective styling and all of that, and protective styles, rather. And so the wigs kind of help with that a little bit. Can you explain what I'm talking about here with the protective styles and how the wigs play a part in that? Sure.
Sure. To be honest, people with natural hair and kinky coily hair get frustrated mostly because they don't know how to tame it or style it, or it takes quite amount of time to even get a specific hair look that a client would like with natural hair. So using wigs is a good substitution. And just if a client is just being lazy, then they'll just go get a wig, basically. Or if they don't want to have nothing to do with their hair, they'll go get a wig and put it on, and they could change it up a lot of times, because wigs are, synthetic mixed blend wigs are getting quite more affordable now. So those are the wigs that last a little bit longer.
Yes, exactly. And I love that in a way, because what I do say about the folks who love wigs as well out there, and they're you guys, you know who you are, the wig lovers, and we love that about you, and that's all great. Mm-hmm. What I love about the contribution that I see is that it affords them some additional options. You know, it's all about options.
Mm-hmm.
And without, you know, sometimes, you know, even when it comes to, having a different natural hairstyle, I think the wigs allow you to try different looks without sometimes potentially causing damage to your own hair. Does that make sense? Like,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I think that you guys, because oftentimes, the stylist, you will tell the client, you can't have that. That look doesn't work with your texture. And they go out the door and go to someone else who will do it, get the stuff. And, it happens. My thing is if promote the wigs, try to use that as an alternative. If you're trying to seek a style and you just can't handle, your hair texture can't handle that style. And that's important. Right. Everybody's hair is not interchangeable. And I think that that's always the message that we got to get across from you guys out there doing such a great job. So I want to talk about the hair art part, too.
Okay, Carrie.
You're a hair art. I'm loving all of this. So I'm on
Thank
your
you.
Website. Yes. So I've got to ask you, and I know we talked about Luminous Mood before, but I want you to tell everybody a little bit more. I love the artistic look of your site. Give everybody your website and talk to us about energy and vibrant textures.
Okay. So Luminous Mood is about having the vibrant soul that you have deep down in your spirit that you don't bring out mostly every day, because even when you're feeling down and low, there's always still something like tingling on the side of your brain that you want to be happy. So for you to have that brightness, visual in your hair, not even if it's a lot, like if it's just a little bit of streak, one braid, two braids, a cornrow, an extension, just a hair clip piece, and that just brings out like the best of you. Like, color is everything. I understand people don't like color, or you know, color even with like gothic people, or you know, people that play the other side, they still have some type of other symbol of color to make them feel good. Like if they're all black, they'll have red. If they're all black, they'll have another color, like a dark blue.
Right.
Yeah, something. So like it goes for both sides. And I really just, I see color all the time. That's just who I am as a human being. Like vibration of high energy is just everything. So that brings out the good side of you, which is color.
Wow. I'm loving it. And I think this is something that we, I think color definitely speaks to your soul. And I like that your soul, how do you have it here to release the energy of your soul of color? Yes, no better than that. Remind everybody how they can get to you on the internet and all of that, and your site and all of that.
Oh, so I have Instagram, Facebook. I have a YouTube channel as well of where, like, I sit and you guys can watch me braid a wig or style a wig or even a client just for satisfaction, just to see me actually do some work. And all my platforms are the same name. It's Brianna Sproul. My website is BriannaSproul.com. And also I have Twitter. I have Instagram. I have a LinkedIn, but I believe LinkedIn is for just like work ethic wise. Also,
we got to remind everybody that your spelling of your site name and all of that, because I've seen some other Briannas and they don't spell it the way you spell Brianna.
No.
So I love your spelling.
Thank you. I even Google my name. Yeah, I even Googled my name, and it just, I think it's one other woman that has, like, my name, but it's not even spelled
with your name. Well, you know what? So let's put it out there for everybody. Give everybody your whole spelling and all of that, because we want folks to be able to find you, and this is how they do it. So, yes, give us the spelling.
Okay. My first and last name is Brianna Sproul, B-R-I-E-A-N-A. S-P-R-U-I-L-L.
Wonderful. And your site is BriannaSproul.com, of course, so you guys can get there very easily. Listen, I'm loving all of this. And since your first appearance on this very show, and I've got to say, because, you know, when Brianna and I talk, I have been doing the Hairpreneur series for a while, and we didn't really talk about it on the air. But this is something that has been very much a part of what we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know that we're all about information and education. And so we usually get folks who are beginning their careers in somewhere along the hair spectrum, not necessarily a stylist or even a product company owner or what have you, just because there's a million places. And I love that you are someone who's in the entertainment realm.
Thank you. I love that.
You know, yeah. And, you know, and you're comfortable on set, you know, and working, you know, in tandem with folks who are recording videos and shooting videos and doing movies and all of that and TV shows for that much. And that's a big part of what folks want to get into out there. So this is, you know, and that's one of the main questions we get here on this show. Now, you have some, you've done some work already out there with this.
I have, yeah.
You've done some, yes. So how does that make you feel, and what advice would you even be able to share with others? And we'll get back to hairpreneurs. But what advice would you share with others who are looking to get to that part of the industry?
So, Carrie, this topic is very sensitive to me, and I do want to have, like, another day that we talk about it still again to continue.
Yeah.
And because I am a newcomer to the TV and film industry, I want to say that you want to start off with getting familiar with people who are directors and producers, and you want to start that way with getting a good relationship. Also with other people who are in the industry as well, as far as whatever, if you like being a journalist, if you like being a camera person, the lighting, the grips, whatever, you just want to have a good relationship with at least one person. And because that side of the industry is so, like, they're not iffy, but they're very strict on who to work with.
Because
like one little bad, I don't know, one little bad, like, situation or whatever, bad name, reputation,
right.
You're
you
like
have...
out the door. and it reflects on whoever, like, had you a part, whoever told you that you could work, whoever, you know, talked good about you or put you in the team. And you just really want to practice on etiquette, professionalism, and being uncomfortable with working around people who are not so nice all the time. And I'm not saying that they're not so nice. They're just, like, they're always working. Like, they work way more hours than a regular 9-to-5 person. So, you know, they get tired and, you know, they can't really spend time as much with their family. So I get it, you know. So you gotta just have, like, a good level head if you really want to be in that industry, because it's not easy. It's really not.
Speaking of which, you do it well because you've made the right connections.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those connections that we are so proud of right here on the show, on the Hair Radio Morning Show, is that you guys out there, unless you've been under a rock, you know that we have launched AfroLock Magazine, AfroLock.com or AfroLockMagazine.com. And we're so excited. We really are. And I don't think we got this much into it on your last time here, Brianna, but this, I'm so excited because Crystal Wright, Crystal and I go back, I don't even want to say exactly how many years, but this show itself, if we're talking about, we're almost at 1,000 episodes, and Crystal and I chatted before that, so that's a long time ago. So we are so excited. Yeah, so we love her. She is just a ball of motivation. But so I want to turn to you a little bit on this, Brianna, because she's in that space of, you know, working. She's been advising folks for many years, many stylists, many people along the whole spectrum when it comes to working, especially in that realm of production.
Lansing.
So,
yeah.
So tell us, what would, and Crystal Wright, let me just also say this. She is the very first
hair editor. Well, she's going to be our guest editor. So not just hair editor, but guest editor for the first month on Epilogue. So Epilogue magazine. Ooh. So we're so excited to say she's making a little bit of history. So what do you want to say this morning, Brianna Spruill, about Miss Crystal White?
Miss Crystal White is the shining star to the end of the world.
Oh, I love that. Yes, that
Crystal,
is just amazing. Yes.
Crystal keeps you on your toes. She is such a phenomenal, successful, active woman.
Absolutely.
Still. Like, she will never give up on her peers. She will never give up on her students, her mentees. Every day she has a little bit of advice that keeps everybody motivated, especially me, because everybody has that up and down times. And when I'm down, I tell you, Crystal White's there, popped up on my phone somehow, some way. Like she knows that I'm going through something, and it comes through my phone and be like, listen, get this done or else. And
she gives
just,
the best
like,
advice, does she not?
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. And it's perfectly fine.
I love it. And that's why we have kind of, we felt that she could best represent the first issue of Afrolock magazine and set the right tone, because she inspires folks every day. And right here, we play her all the time here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're just so excited that she gets to be part of this. She's even put together a couple of nice pieces for the magazine, so you'll be able to read some works that she put out in Afrolock magazine. So folks out there, make sure if you have not subscribed already, you need to subscribe at afrolock.com. So that's A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. So make sure and do that so you can read all about all the folks that we chatted about this morning. So, Brianna, we're going to have you as well. We want to always, I mean, you are truly a hair artist, as you pointed out, and we love it.
Thank
so
you, Carrie.
So we got to continue
that.
This conversation. Yeah.
Yes.
And also, we got plenty to talk about here on the broadcast. And I just wanted to ask you one of the last things about the folks who, because I saw your banner everywhere. I said, Brianna is working it out. Everybody knew that you were on our show, Brianna. So you got to share with all the fans some of the feedback, some of the things you heard from the folks when you were on our show.
Oh, everybody thought everything was amazing. The questions that were given feedback on, they just loved everything that I said. You even asked amazing questions that I didn't even think to answer right away. Oh. And, you know, my fans and family and supporters, they're just cheering me on every day. They support me no matter what. No matter what I do, whether I leave, come back, they just,
wow.
I'm speechless.
I'm loving all of this. Well, listen, you're doing a great job out there. And, you know, on that hairpreneur's part, we're going to be taking a good look and literally building this brick by brick, where we had someone who was just trying to put themselves out there, and we literally will be doing some on-air consultation right here where you guys can all benefit. And so I'm super excited about that. So you'll be able to lift yourself right on up. We're going to work it out here.
Yes.
So, you know what? We got to remind everybody. Now, just again, if you've just tuned in, we've been chatting with Brianna Spruill. So just a lovely young person out there who's trying to make a difference in this wonderful hair game. So you're doing it up already. Yeah, and you've put in a lot of work already. I'm going to remind you of that from time to time. Yeah, you've already done quite a bit, and you're just getting on your way, and we love it.
Thank you.
So your website, so I'm going to spell this out for you guys. We want you to check it out. www. Even though nobody says that anymore, I just want to remind you guys that it's on the internet. And so it's a BrianaSpruill.com. So it's BrianaSpruill.com. And we love it. Beautiful name, beautiful person, beautiful hair art, and Wigmaster. Great job.
Thank you so much,
was
Carrie.
That not,
looking forward to hearing you again.
It's always fun. I love this. And what we're going to do on a regular basis here, so you guys get used to hearing Brianna's name, because you're going to be hearing it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
This is just, right? This is the beginning. Brianna, like I ask you each time, anybody you want to shout out to this morning before we sign off?
So I guess we talked about Crystal today. So shout out to Miss Crystal.
Yes.
She's the best.
Yes.
And I can't wait to speak to her again.
Yes. We're going to have to set something up because Crystal, she's supposed to come back to our show soon. So I think we'll do something where we can get you guys reconnected. I think she would love that as well. So we'll do just that. Listen, and until then, yes. So the great Brianna Spruill's on her way. this has been a great conversation, this morning on the show. So we just love it. All right, folks. Brianna, thank you. Awesome job.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, folks.
Then to have a world party on the day you came to be. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Friday morning, June 2nd of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines, and it is great to have you guys with us on this incredible Friday morning. And, of course, we are saying happy birthday to our dear, dear friends who we have asked to get up early on this one day to join us a bit earlier live right here on the broadcast. Nicole Marie, of course, will be with us in the next hour. But we want to kind of wake Michael Hopkins up out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, to help him celebrate and get the show off on the right foot, so to speak, this morning. Good morning, Michael. Happy birthday.
Well, good morning, Carrie Hines, and thank you. It is a beautiful day now here in Spotsylvania, Virginia, for my birthday.
Yes,
it's a beautiful day.
Yes, for your birthday. Wow.
We are so
excited. And we're going to be just kicking a whole bunch of great music today. Of course, we're still paying tribute to the one and only Tina Turner. But we have so much to share and talk about, and we've got more on that coming up in the next hour. But today, Michael, it's all about celebrating your big birthday today. So what are your plans? Have you been looking forward to this big celebration as we broadcast live today?
Oh, Carrie, very much so. It's like it's another milestone in my life, having this birthday.
Wow.
Because, you know, it's been an incredible journey. And over over the last 2 years, working with you on the Hair Radio Morning Show and Vet Talk Radio Show. And then on top of that, we're celebrating 2 years of being with you on the show.
Oh, Michael. Well, yes. Well, we are. And for you guys who are just joining us for the very first time this morning, you have no idea what we're talking about. Let me just catch you up and bring you up to speed here. This is the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. We've been around for, today is our 859th episode that we're broadcasting, and we're so excited. Michael Hopkins is one of our colleagues on the broadcast, one of our prominent radio hosts, along with my partner in crime out there, Miss Nicole Marie. You're going to hear from her quite a bit coming up shortly. But today we're celebrating a milestone for Michael, not just the 2 years, which we are so thrilled to have you hosting on the Vet Talk Radio Show for a couple of years. Even on this broadcast, you've helped innumerable amount of veterans with their plight and trying to get proper compensation for their disability claims, and you've really done the work becoming accredited along this two-year process with us. So we are so proud. Michael, you show us that no matter how much on the calendar it might look that we're packing on the years, that we can stay relevant. You have helped us to understand that we can stay relevant. And that's important. Because a lot of folks, oh, I'm retired. I ain't doing nothing else. Nobody. Because a lot of older folks sometimes feel that they become invisible in society.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so.
And it's troubling to me that we don't have a culture in this country that, in my humble little opinion, that really appreciates folks, as we tend to, you know, add the mileage to the car. And where folks in other countries, they celebrate them as you celebrate your birthdays. And so I want to kind of stay in that vein this morning. I want us to celebrate. You are one of the wisest folks. I tell you all the time, whether we're on air or off, Michael, I tell you all the time, you're one of my mentors out there, someone who helps me to understand that there's a bigger picture to all of this. And so I appreciate you, and we just want to make sure you have the best birthday you can possibly have. And not just today, but every day.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Carrie.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the day. You know, as usual, I'll go to my vet meeting. And I always go Friday morning to my vet meeting, and you know me, it's like clockwork.
Yes.
And after that, a little bit of running around, and then I'll celebrate with my wife, and I have a dear friend of mine, and he decided, oh, I'm taking you to dinner for your birthday. So I said,
oh, Michael,
okay.
I wish I was there to help you have the bit. And see, I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. But we're going to have the biggest day breakfast on radio that we can possibly have today. So
sounds like a plan to me.
Thank you so much, Michael. Well, listen, we're going to send you back to you. Michael will be with us the whole show, obviously. We have a big celebration coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots of surprise guests will be dropping in. We don't know who, but we're very excited to wish Michael happy birthday today. So we're going to have a great time. And it's Friday. I mean, Friday was enough of a reason to celebrate anyway, Michael.
Pretty much so.
Add to that, the incredible Michael Hopkins, who we're going to talk about. It's kind of like the show This Is Your Life, okay? For you guys out there who know what I'm talking about. We are going to kind of talk about some of the wonderful things along that journey that you just alluded to a few minutes ago. So lots coming up today. We got live chat coming up with my partner, Nicole Marie, out here on the radio. She's just coming to us from Water Valley, Mississippi. We're going to talk to her. She is an elected official down there. And we're going to talk about community. We're going to talk more about Michael. Lots of things coming up today, so we're real excited. So we'll be handing, Michael, you'll hand off the baton to Nicole Marie, and then we'll see you back here at about 7:30 New York time, 6:30 for you central folks. and a lot more to get to this morning. I want some more Tina Turner songs, Michael. We've been
Looking
it on
forward to
today.
Her.
And
I'm looking forward to that music.
Absolutely. Talk about celebration. We are celebrating the incredible legacy of Miss Turner. So we're super, super excited about that as well. We just want you guys to know. So listen, we've got a lot more to get into this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So Michael will be back with us in just a bit, and we'll be right back. Just stay with us, folks. Again, lots more to get to today.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're saying I'm not your best friend?
Why? Because I don't know anything about you?
Because I never ask any questions or show any interest in you?
Because I take you for granted?
Because if it is, that's awfully petty of you.
See, you don't know what people go through behind the scenes trying to cope with life. Let them know, being me is not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. I walk with my fears, my doubts, my anxieties, my insecurities. I fought with haters, liars, backbiters, and betrayers. I even had to fight with family. And many times I laid in the bed. I couldn't go to sleep because I was fighting with myself.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Nothing else we have.
is a girl power moment honoring the one and only Tina Turner. Tina Turner was born Anna Mae Bullock in Brownsville, Tennessee, and her family lived in the rural community of Nutbush, Tennessee. As a young girl, she sang in the church choir. Turner began her career with Ike Turner's King of Rhythm in 1957 under the name Little Ann. She appeared on her first record, Box Top, in 1958. In 1960, she debuted as Tina Turner with the hit duet single, A Fool in Love. When Turner walked away from years of abuse from Ike Turner, the one thing that she fought for was her name he had given her. Turner declared that she would be the first black female rock star, and she understood that she had the voice, the talent, and the work ethic. Turner achieved her first and only number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with What's Love Got to Do with It. Better Be Good to Me and Private Dancer were both U.S. top 10 hits. Turner's success continued worldwide, and she became a superstar performer and was referred to as the Queen of Rock and Roll. Her music inspired generations with her dynamic, powerful, and electrifying voice and performances. She broke cultural barriers and impacted the music community. Turner also acted in the films Tommy and Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. In 1993, What's Love Got to Do with It, a biographical film, was released. In 2009, Turner retired after completing her Tina 50th anniversary tour, which is the 15th highest grossing tour of the 2000s. As of May 2023, Turner has reportedly sold around 100 to 150 million records worldwide, becoming one of the best-selling recording artists of all times. She received 12 Grammy Awards, 3 Grammy Hall of Fame Awards, and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Turner could always be seen wearing micro miniskirts, leather pants, or sequin dresses, showing off her gorgeous legs. She was an unstoppable force with resilient stamina. Tina Turner will be missed. Her memory lives on through her music and the incredible legacy that she leaves. Tina Turner, you were simply the best.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? Not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. 2, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And 3, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life
species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know.
voice below.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Friday, Fan Day Friday. It's June 2nd, 2023. It is our broadcast show number 859 for those of you who are keeping track. It's great to have you guys with us. It's not just Fan Day Friday, which we are super, super excited about celebrating, but also it is the birthday of our colleague, Mr. Michael Hopkins, the host of the Vet Talk radio show. So we're super, super, super thrilled to have him here and to celebrate. So we're going to be talking with Michael. Of course, he'll be back here in just probably about 20 minutes or so, to kind of tell us a little bit more about his birthday and help us celebrate this big milestone for him. So we're going to get all into that in just a bit. But first, we're going to bring to the line one of our colleagues. You guys know her. She's been with us a while now, packing on some time, so to speak. It is our great honor to welcome again the incredible, all over the world now, renowned, Queen of the Mornings, Miss Nicole Marie. So, Nicole Marie, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Fan Day Friday.
Yes.
Happy mid-show.
Yes,
happy birthday
yes,
to Michael.
All that good stuff.
All that stuff today.
Yeah, Michael will be back with us in just a bit. So, Nicole Marie, I got to say, it's
Friday.
Great to have you on. Yeah,
thank
it
you.
It feels like it's early, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It really does. Well, for me, it is. It's 6:05
yeah,
Central
true.
Time. So it's early.
Nicole Marie is in the Central Time Zone, folks. In case you hadn't figured it out, yes, she's in Central Time Zone. I'm in New York, so I'm on the East Coast, so she's an hour behind us. Well, just listen, it could be worse. You could be out in California.
So true. So true. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
But so true.
You're right. So no complaints. Well, listen, we're going to just have fun. It's been an incredible show. And if you're joining us, it has been fantastic. Now, if you're joining us for the first time, you may not know what the rundown is. So we need to kind of bring you up to speed on all that.
First of
all, I'm Carrie Hines. And again, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Nicole Marie down in Water Valley, Mississippi. And our other colleague, Michael Hopkins, who is down in Spotsylvania, Virginia. So beautiful Spotsylvania. Let me just add that on in. So this is the broadcast. It's a live show. It's called the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so it's all about inspiration and hope, literally of the day. We're going to get into that in just a moment.
Yeah.
But our goal today is to make sure that your day starts with literally a head start. Remember when you were a kid, you would kind of have a little bit of a head. This show is all about. It's providing a head start. It's a head start your day. It really is. In a positive way, the most positive way to kind of wake up and literally be beautiful from inside and out.
That's it.
And uplift to remind you. Yeah, well, it's like we kicked off the show this morning in the first hour. We were talking about, being special and feeling that you have something special to contribute to the world.
Yes, everybody
that
does.
That needs to carry on. Did you hear that? That needs to carry on through, how we live our lives.
That's right.
And
everybody is special.
Right?
I have something special to contribute. But you have to believe that, and you have to tap into that, and you have to share that gift with the world.
Yeah. So, Nicole Marie, who was it that poured into you that made you feel that, okay, I am somebody special, I can do this?
Wow, Carrie. I actually had a village. First and foremost, it was my mom.
Wow.
But it was also
my grandmother's. It was my aunt's. We just had myself and my cousins. That we just had just a village around us that just pushed us and poured into us to let us know that we were so special and that we could do anything that we wanted to do. And I'm just so grateful for that, because we were exposed to so much that allowed us to just soar and do, you know that, hey, I've got this no matter what, because we had that support. And I'm just so grateful for that. So, so grateful for that.
Now, is this something that you and Mr. Luther have poured forth in the children?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like I have talked about before, as far as being of service and just doing things for other people, that has been something that's always been just front and center and just poured into our children as well, because both of us are very busy. We're very involved in the community, in the school, and so forth. And so that's something that we pour into them as well. They go along with us. They're, especially my oldest two, they're involved in their own activities and so forth, and we just push them to do their best and just expose them to just a variety of different things. If they try something and they decide they don't like it, that's fine, but you're going to finish. So finish what you're doing. And if you don't like it, okay, that's fine. Then we're going to move on to something else. You try something else. And that's how they've kind of figured out, hey, well, I'm interested in this or not really interested in that, but whatever they start, they've been taught that they have to finish it.
Well, listen, I just love you guys' journey. I love hearing that. I absolutely do. I love it. I love that you guys were taught the importance of community early on in your lives, and it just became
it's about
normal.
Service to other people. That's what it's about.
Service to other people. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yes, and that you,
so
and Luther, you share this thought, you know,
yes.
You share this act, and it's just rewarding. And she really is, she doesn't just talk the talk, they really do walk the walk, so trust me on that. So, Nicole Marie, it's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
And again, congratulations to you on your first year. Here on the broadcast.
It's been a wonderful ride. Wouldn't want to be any other place.
Well,
it's wonderful.
Oh, how kind of you. Well, we're killing it on the show. And
we
that's
are,
what the show is about. It's a fun show. It really is. And we work very hard on it to make sure that you guys have the very best that we can give you each day.
Oh,
and
yes.
I'm super excited.
We have fun along the way.
Now, I got to Well, listen, coming up at about 7:30 or so, Michael will be back. The birthday boy, we're celebrating Michael's big day today. Yeah, he's the host, you guys know, of the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs on Tuesday mornings right here as part of our wheelhouse on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Also talking about some big celebrations that are going on. We've got Afrolock magazine. Been hearing the commercials. We'll get it on again.
A few days
in
away.
Just a bit. Yeah, we have just a couple days away, and we're quite busy on it, let me just say. The world has been waiting. The world, first of all, I've got to say, we're going to talk about this because we got a lot to get into. But first, before I get into Afrolock, I want to say that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're having a big celebration. It's Michael's birthday party. Now, it's a surprise party, so that's coming up at 8. So he probably doesn't know about it unless he's listening right now. So 8 o'clock this morning is the big birthday celebration for our colleague and radio show legend at this point. We're calling you a Vet Talk radio show legend because he's doing something and he's breaking ground with what he's doing. We're going to talk all about that in the next hour. So real excited to have Michael with us, and we're going to get into all that. But, Afrolock, I am so excited.
I am, too.
Got a shout-out. Yeah, right. Gotta shout out our amazing colleague on that side. We have just an incredible writer. And Khadija's been doing just such a smash bang up job. She's been helping us to hold down the magazine. You know, I'm very busy with all that we're doing with community, with hair products, with the Hair Radio right. Morning Show. So she picks up a lot of the slack on the magazine. So I'm real thank you for that. And I'm going to see if I can get Khadija's brief interview with us on again shortly, just so you guys can be reintroduced. In case you've missed that. That'll be fun. Yeah, and I'm just happy that the magazine, that we're almost ready. Literally, the world has been waiting for it.
It's time.
I was just thinking, Nicole Marie, we talk about journeys and the journey that you guys were on and all of that. But it also reminds me of the journey of this magazine from the first time that I had a thought that this could happen, that we conceptualized that this was a potentiality. And so I want to talk a little bit about that this morning. I do, because when I really sat back, you guys know I had worked over at Upscale. It's not a secret. We love Upscale magazine. I wouldn't be here without those folks. And so we shout them out this morning. They're still our media partners, of course. But when I kind of decided to expand my horizons and kind of take a stab at this whole thing, I really did think that something that I couldn't get to in the year 2023. So I started some graphic work and kind of put in my mind what kind of magazine I'd like to read. And our broadcast each day of the Hair Radio Morning Show kind of represents, if not exactly represents, the type of magazine that I'd also like to read about. We have a very special broadcast each day that's obviously steeped in community, but it's steeped in hair and beauty and our lives and things that how we go about our lives. And we started with just one a single perspective, but we were only focused on hair talk. And that was a great way for us to start. And it's still an important part of who we are. It's our foundation every day on the broadcast. But we knew that hairstylists and people in the hair and beauty industry, wherever you were more than just one dimension. And that you guys out there, you have children, you have families, you have things that you get up and go to, sometimes other jobs. Some of you have hair products. Some of you write books and all these different things. You watch TV. You go to the movies. You have a full life. And we wanted to, in some small part, figure out if it interests you, then it interests us. And that's what this whole Afrolock kind of emanated from, that Hair Radio Morning Show perspective and what we can do to broaden, to make your journey just a tad bit lighter and a little bit more fun. And some, yes, there's some information and things like that. We wanted it to be informative, but not in a boring way, just in an infotaining way. And that's really what we try to do. And I think we've accomplished it. What do you think, Nicole Marie? Okay. Nicole Marie, can you hear us out there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So what are your thoughts when you hear something like that? Do you think we've hit the mark?
I definitely think that we have hit the mark. Let me say, Carrie, whenever you have an idea about something and you want to move forward with something, let me tell you, it happens. It happens, and it happens not in a small way, in a big way. And I just want to just thank you for that, because you have so many different ideas and so many gifts and talents that you bring, And you have just, you know, started out, and we just moved forward, and now it's come to fruition.
And keep on moving,
and
right?
Getting ready to be launched.
Yes.
Yes, keep on moving. And it's just amazing.
But that
I'm
is
just
crazy.
So proud of this. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's a team effort, and it's all
yeah,
of us.
That's true.
It's Khadija, it's Michael, it's Nicole Marie, it's Carrie, it's our families, it's our friends, it's our supporters, it's our advertisers, it's our fans.
We made it happen. Yes.
We
thank
made
you so
it
much
happen,
to our fans.
And we're just, yeah, exactly, we're working it out. It's been an incredible year. You know, I reflect
it
back
has.
Because half the year is gone already. But look, we had an incredible time early this year in spring. We were in New York City
at the
theater, doing a theater show.
Yeah.
We had so much going on. We launched a cruise ship trip, you know,
cruise
that is going to hit the high seas next year, and there's still time for that. We'll talk about the cruise in coming days even more. And here we launched a magazine as if that wasn't enough. Not to mention we continue with the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes.
So it's been
so much. It's just been a wonderful ride.
And we continue to do so.
And
we
continue,
to do
so much more to come. So stay with us.
Absolutely.
Don't go anywhere. Stay right here with us.
Absolutely. You got it, Nicole Marie. Now listen. I want to just remind everybody, because it's a part of what you do that just brings so much joy to everybody. And we always lead off the day with morning inspiration. And I think your, what we call hope of the day, which has been just something incredible that you have shared with us. So just for the folks who are just tuning in today, for the first time again, who have no idea what we're talking about with hope of the day, what would you share with them?
Well, first of all, no matter what each and every one of us is going through, it's so, so very important to have hope because it gives our lives meaning. And hope is the belief that our future can be so much better than our past. So it's just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in each and every one of our lives. So I want to share hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope of the day for this Friday is don't do shy. Shyness simply isn't worth it. It's based on a misapprehension that others find what we do or how we look important. Most of us are hit by shyness at some times in our lives, but do everything you can to overcome it. It makes you miss out on two. Now, how do you feel about that this morning, Carrie?
Wow. Oh, my. I was just literally thinking back to the days when I kind of felt that probably would have fallen into that category early on. As you can imagine, I'm so far removed from being shy these days. But but I'll tell you, I can relate. Yeah,
so
I can relate, and I understand. I really can, because I was always, what do they call when you have like a, I don't know what they call it. I had this, you know, I felt inadequate because of my voice. You know, I always had a high voice, you know, like I sound right now. So I was always self-conscious of it, I guess is what I was looking, trying to think of the right way or words. I was self-conscious of that. So it made me very shy early on because my voice, I had no bass to my voice. I have very little bass now. I still get, hi, Miss hi. So I still get all that stuff. So it made me very shy. And now I can certainly laugh about it because I haven't compartmentalized. I understand all of that. It doesn't offend me or anything like that. In fact, I find it rather interesting now because the way that I attack shyness and what Patrick was saying is to overcome it. And I decided to do that by taking the very thing that I thought was awful, which I just didn't sound like everybody else. And
right.
then I had a unisex kind of name, you know, Carrie. Folks just didn't know if you were a little boy or a little girl, so it was very tough. And so I am so excited because I used my voice. I figured that my voice was different for a reason.
Right.
And
that makes
you. And anything that, this is what we talked about this morning in the first hour, being special. And using those gifts, that's why you feel that special something.
Exactly.
So I understand about, you know, don't be shy. When he said you miss out on so much, oh, boy, those are some true words.
You do. Yes. Yes.
Those are some true. You miss out on life, buddy. So get over shyness. Do not be shy. You're no different. Nobody's better than you, and you're no better than anybody else. So don't be shy.
Exactly. Yes. And I think it's all a part of.
I really agree with that.
Finding ourselves, Carrie. You know, it's a process.
True.
You know, we find ourselves. We go through life finding out what we're good at, what we're not so good at, and, you know, kind of just where our gifts and talents are and what makes us special. And there are some that are shyer than others, but you push through. Like you said, you miss out on so much.
Forget the shyness. We're not going to we don't even want to go there. We want you to be brash and go ahead and live your life out loud. L-O-L. Live out loud. That's the key there.
Exactly.
So listen, speaking of living out loud, Michael will be with us in just a bit. We're looking at Great Hope of the Day, by the way. Awesome job.
Thank you.
Job, Nicomri. Yes. And so we're super excited coming up in just a bit. We haven't done this in a couple of days. So we really haven't. We have not done our talk of the morning. And
right.
so our talk of the morning, yes, when Michael gets on, we're going to kind of go, it's like a virtual table, right? So we're all sitting in the studio. There's Michael Hopkins, Nicomri, and I'm sitting over here behind the mic. And Brooklyn, New York, of course, and Carrie Hines. And I'm just thinking about how much fun this is, where we find stories and things or come across them or see them somewhere on the news or TV or the newspaper or whatever. And we think that these stories can maybe be entertaining for our fans who tune into the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so I've got a great story, too, this morning and just a bit to share in terms of our talk of the morning. I can't wait to kind of get into that today. And we're just going to do it up and keep on doing it up with all of that in just a little bit. So I think what we'll we're going to get Michael on in just a bit as well. So I'll tell you what, why don't we take a little commercial break, and when we come back, after all that we're going to have on, Mr. Michael Hoff is the birthday boy.
Oh, yeah.
We're just getting into the
boy.
Celebration, yes. And then coming up at 8 o'clock, in the 8 o'clock hour, of course, this is the entire celebration, so we are so excited for all of that. Nicomri, good stuff. Very good stuff today.
Oh,
have you
yeah.
been? Well, first, Nicomri, before we go to our commercial break, did you enjoy all of the first hour today? Part of it that really stayed with you?
Well, first of all, I really enjoyed Brianna's role and, you know, just hearing about her. And I love, you know, her talking about being a hair artist and a wig master. I mean, because, you know, wigs are so important. You know, it gives that versatility, you know, for women in just so many different facets. So I just love that. And her touching on having color, just adding just a little bit of color, how that can just change it up. So I love that. And then also, can't forget about Miss Tina Turner. I just love it. I've been enjoying the music. And, you know, I did a tribute on her, and I just love it. I love it. And let me just say, you know,
it was
whole
a great
girl
tribute,
power. Oh, thank you so much. She is just, Tina Turner was just such an inspiration and continues to be an inspiration because she taught us, taught all of us, but most importantly, women, some life lessons that it's never too late to execute your dreams. And we are our most powerful change agent. We're responsible for any change in our life. So that was just so just something that stood out to me just about her life. And that's just something, just another girl power, just push. Yes, I just love it. Know your value and be self-assured in your gifts and your talents. And Miss Tina Turner definitely was. So she's definitely an inspiration for not only myself and not, you know, girls, women, but everybody. But most importantly,
everybody.
That girl power, girl power, girl power.
Girl power to the world, she did, right? So thank you. Good job. Well, listen, we are going to be right back. Good job, Nicole Marie. Wow. Okay, let's see what else is going on out there. Nicole Marie, stay with us, folks.
All right.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking. And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you. And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
All right, we're back. It's Friday morning. It's June 2nd of 2023. It is our show number 859. I'm Kerry Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. We are just having a really good time on the broadcast today. I have to say, it's Michael Hopkins' birthday, and we are just celebrating and just having a really, really special fan day Friday. I mean, we party every Friday anyway, but this is a huge, huge reason to celebrate. Let me first get back on the line. Of course, Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Again, good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Great job.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. And of course, like, let's bring on to the line the man of the hour.
Yeah.
You guys know him well. Yeah, right? He started out, Nicole Marie, as the host. He's still the host of the Vet Talk Radio show.
Vet Talk Radio.
And we just enjoy, right? We enjoy Michael joining us each day on the broadcast.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can.
Every day.
Right. Let's give him a big welcome on his very special birthday. All right, stay with us.
Let's have a world party on the day you can be. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Michael.
Good morning, good morning.
Happy
birthday. Happy birthday to you.
What can I say other than thank you, and
Nicole,
more thank
don't,
you.
Don't
I was just
quit
Yeah, I was just dancing on my desk here in my office. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well,
dance
listen,
all day.
It's a pleasure. Yeah,
oh,
it's a
yeah.
pleasure. So, Mike, oh,
how
yes.
you doing
so
this morning,
this is
Michael?
Really exciting.
Oh, I am doing Fabu Birthday Plus.
Wonderful.
That's how I'm doing.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. You deserve
yeah.
a great day.
Well, the
Let me just say,
Mike.
Yes, yes. Heard him early this morning. Early this morning.
Yes.
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 So
we're
so happy to be able to wish you a happy birthday, Michael. My brother, my friend, my
yes.
mentor, my teammate. What else? What else can I say? My goodness.
My
just
goodness.
Just so happy to be able to share this moment
and,
with
and
you.
Accredited claims agent.
Yeah, VTR, just
yeah.
legend, inspiration to so many people. It's just
yeah.
happy birthday, Michael. You deserve
thank you so much, Nicole Marie and Carrie Hines. I just want to reach back
That's
out to
legend.
Both of you guys because you guys have been my friends, my family, my go-to people when sometimes I'm having a rough time in life, and I always know I can pick up the phone, dial them digits, get on FaceTime with
That's
you,
it.
and just chat. And what it does to me, it makes me just feel so much better about me and about the things I do. Because a lot of times us as veterans, we have our moments where we go through life, and sometimes we just need that special person, or in this case, two special people that are our go-to people. And that's what you guys have been for me for over these last 2 years. You've been my go-to family. And there are no words that I can just say right now that can thank you both enough for the things that you do for me and how, you know, Carrie, you brought a dream of mine to fruition with helping the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicole, you know, you and I have been on this friend thing for a very long time. And
oh,
I always,
yeah.
you know, Carrie, I always joke with Nicole. I say, when I come to Nicole Marie, I always got to come correct with her. I got to have everything. My ducks got to be in a row because I already know if I don't come to Nicole correct, I already know what's going to happen. But I was just so proud of you, Nicole, when you took the helm with Carrie. And
wow.
being a co-host on the show, it was that right there. I was so proud, Carrie, of Nicole. I really
thank
was.
Thank you so much, Michael. And thanks to you.
We started out.
I wouldn't
you know,
be
just
here
doing...
if it wasn't for you, Michael, starting with Vet Talk Radio as one of your angels. So thanks to you for this milestone, just being here. Thank you so much. Such an
oh,
inspiration.
And
it just sounds like
I just love and thank both yeah. of you guys, man. You know, it just
oh, thank you.
And this is just such a special day for me.
It
you know,
is.
Usually
well,
for me
listen,
for birthday, you know,
just,
but it's special.
This is good. Well, this is just mid-show. We are going to kick off.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, Michael, right now, you don't know this, but it's a surprise birthday party on the way coming up in the
Uh-oh.
8 o'clock hour. So you guys
oh, yeah.
out there can be part of the celebration. It's just getting underway. We're so excited. Michael Hopkins, who is our official party boy, it's his wonderful
oh,
birthday
yeah.
today, and we're so excited. Michael's been on the show. Michael, you've been with us a couple of years now. You're going
very
you're
much
kind
so.
Of getting ready to go into your third season of
Earth,
that
very
radio
much
show.
So.
So we're going to talk about all of that in the next hour. We can't wait to kind of take a look at your journey. We're going to do so live on the air. So kind of get
Wonderful.
Yourself ready, Hopkins.
And
Uh-oh, we
I'm
want
strapped
to hear
down.
All about those early times and your journey. Okay, so we are looking forward to that. And we're real excited about it. So and we're still going to continue on. Now, coming up in just a little bit is the talk of the morning. So we've been kind of killing it with the Tina Turner song. I don't know if you guys heard the first song we kicked off this morning with, but it was one of my favorites. Today I kind of play a little bit more of her 80s hits, which was, I'd say Tina kind of had like about three or four different lives. You know, she started out in Nutbush,
right?
And then went on to big success. Yeah, with Ike. From Ike, she went on to a solo career and became literally a superstar. As you pointed out, Nicole Marie, in your presentation.
Yeah, and that was, you know, Carrie, that was just so beautiful with Nicole Marie. Her piece was just, beautiful. I loved it, Nicole Marie. I really did. I was there. You touched
me
with that one.
We got to get it back on. We got to get it back on for folks. So we'll do that in the next hour. We'll take a couple minutes to do just that. Well, listen, let's take a little bit of a break. Talk about Tina Turner. What can I say? She's had some amazing songs that kind of really quite memorable. Right? But there's so many favorites, but there was one that was her first number one song. Now, can either of you guess what that number one hit that solidified Tina at the top of the Billboard charts? It's an old favorite now.
Uh-oh.
A Fool in Love. That's when she debuted.
No, not A Fool in Love. That was one of the first that I think was her big hit with, I'm not going to say, but take a listen.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that's it. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do it.
This is a girl power moment honoring the one and only Tina Turner. Tina Turner was born Anna Mae Bullock in Brownsville, Tennessee, and her family lived in the rural community of Nutbush, Tennessee. As a young girl, she sang in the church choir. Turner began her career with Ike Turner's King of Rhythm in 1957 under the name Little Ann. She appeared on her first record, Box Top, in 1958. In 1960, she debuted as Tina Turner with the hit duet single, A Fool in Love. When Turner walked away from years of abuse from Ike Turner, the one thing that she fought for was her name he had given her. Turner declared that she would be the first black female rock star, and she understood that she had the voice, the talent, and the work ethic. Turner achieved her first and only number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with What's Love Got to Do With It. Better Be Good to Me and Private Dancer were both U.S. top 10 hits. Turner's success continued worldwide, and she became a superstar performer and was referred to as the Queen of Rock and Roll. Her music inspired generations with her dynamic, powerful, and electrifying voice and performances. She broke cultural barriers and impacted the music community. Turner also acted in the films Tommy and Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. In 1993, What's Love Got to Do With It, a biographical film, was released. In 2009, Turner retired after completing her Tina 50th anniversary tour, which is the 15th highest grossing tour of the 2000s. As of May 2023, Turner has reportedly sold around 100 to 150 million records worldwide, becoming one of the best-selling recording artists of all times. She received 12 Grammy Awards, 3 Grammy Hall of Fame Awards, and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Turner could always be seen wearing micro miniskirts, leather pants, or sequin dresses, showing off her gorgeous legs. She was an unstoppable force with resilient stamina. Tina Turner will be missed. Her memory lives on through her music and the incredible legacy that she leaves. Tina Turner, you were simply the best.
The problem is, though, is that folk don't know what they got until it's gone. They don't know what it is that you bring to their life until you exit. They don't know how much you be saving them, just spiritually, mentally, emotionally. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand the amount of pressure that you relieve from them and from their life from simply being there, picking up the slack, answering the calls, doing this and doing that. They don't understand that until you stop. And the moment that you stop and you let life go ahead and hit them, then all of a sudden, here they come. They running you down. They calling you. They texting you. They trying to do everything up under the sun to finesse their way back into your life. Here they go with their sweet voice. Now they sending you the little crazy text messages trying to remind you of how things used to be. I don't care. I don't care. And I don't care. I'm out the door now. I'm outside. I get what y'all say. I'm outside with it. I don't want what I used to want no more. I don't want to be there no more. I'm no longer interested. Your access is denied.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLock Magazine at AfroLockMagazine.com. AfroLock Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.afrolockmagazine.com and be connected. Afrolock Magazine. We're making black progress together.
Keep it moving. Those are the words that come to mind. We've got so much going on at Hair Radio. I'm Carrie Hines. and I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and wanted to just kind of touch base a little bit to let you know some of the things that we're working on about now. We're very, very, very pleased with the direction and the wonderful, wonderful fan base that we have somehow acquired over these years for the Hair Radio Morning Show. We love you. We appreciate all that you have done to get us where we are. And so we thank the hairstylists, the product companies, our amazing fans who contribute so much to what we're doing. To just everyone who's had a hand in getting us to this place where we're looking at almost 1,000 of our three-hour broadcasts. The most prolific of anyone in hair and beauty talk on radio or podcasting worldwide in the history of broadcasting. So we can be proud of what we have accomplished together. And if that's not enough, and I must give a special honorable mention to a gentleman who's been with me for a couple of years now, hosting his own program that's really designed to help veterans to do well with their claims processing. And we're talking about disabled veterans. And of course, we're talking about the one and only accredited claims agent, Mr. Michael Hopkins, who, as you guys know, hosts a program again on the Hair Radio Network. And so, and while we're at it, I've got a shout out to my other colleague on the Hair Radio Morning Show, of course, the Queen of the Mornings. You guys know her well, Miss Nicole Marie. And so, that's the Hair Radio Triangle, I call it. Okay, and on to some of the other wonderful things that we're working on, of course. Afrolock, AfrolockMagazine.com. AfrolockMagazine.com, and again, I've got to spell it for everybody. It's A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. So it's one word that we've created, kind of munched them together, Afrolock. And for us, our definition, our connotation of this word means that it's a lock on Black culture, on Afro culture. And of course, there is the elephant in the room, the underlying meaning, which of course, and obviously we're talking Afro hair. And lock, as in locks of hair and all of that. We're having your hair locked and natural hair type talk as well. I'm so proud of everything we've accomplished. Got a shout out to our incredible folks who are supporting this project, our amazing advertisers, our chief writer, you guys know Khadija, and our entire staff. This is something I've wanted to create, and I'm so proud to have Afrolock Magazine. It's a wonderful hair and beauty-based magazine for everybody that's digitally presented, but it's also printable on demand. And we're putting out a new issue each month. And you can get complete details again at afrolock.com. And that's AFROLOCK.com. Check it out. Subscribe. Please subscribe. If you want the magazine to continue, you need to subscribe. And be part of it. We're always looking for new and interesting stories. Simply, again, go to afrolock.com and let us know if you have a story idea or if you'd like to be featured or advertised. We need you. So reach out to us. And I'm just so excited about it. Now, one of the other big sprawling areas that is a big focus for us And that really would be our Kerapi, our beautiful hair product, Kerapi.com. I've got to spell that as well. It's K-E-R-R-A-P-Y, Kerapi. I created Kerapi several years back with the idea and notion that we needed to have something that was going to answer the problem of damaged hair or hair, not taking the best approach to our hair care. And my whole thing was all about stimulation, scalp, stimulation of the scalp to grow your hair. And we accomplished that with already an iconic brand in its own right. And I'm so proud of it. And this year, we finally were able to get a new moisture line called Moisture 100 together. And I'm so excited about it because, again, hydration, moisture, those are key components of healthy hair. And this approach is unparalleled. So I want to thank our, of course, our amazing distributors who are located all over the country who support the Kerapi brand. And definitely our wonderful, wonderful customers and folks who buy our Kerapi brand, whether you're looking at our traditional wonderful rejuvenation, our shampoo and our traditional, rinse out conditioner, or our wonderful, kind of like our conditioner on the go, literally, which is our just our recent release. And so I'm so, so excited. The leave-in conditioner as well. So just want to get that out there for you guys. So let us know if you have any thoughts, if you have any questions on hair care. I also want to shout out one of our top stylists, Keisha McAllister from California. She helps us handle our information that gets out to you on this in this arena or area. Plus, we have a whole plethora of new folks who are joining us to be in this hair and beauty space, and they'll be coming to you in days to come. And so I'm super excited about that. Now, one of the other things that you guys may not know, and I want to take a real big moment to say thank you to New York City, which is where I'm based, and our home office is right here in New York. Even though we broadcast everywhere on the planet, we have listeners all over the world, literally, and obviously from coast to coast here in America. But my home right now, even though I was born, got a shout out to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of course. That's my original birth home. And but I've been living here in New York for decades now and working on hair radio right here. And again, I want to shout out to my wonderful neighbors and everybody in my little area. I'm a part, I've been appointed, I should say, to be on a board in this community that represents over 200,000 folks. Now, for those of you who may be in little cities and things like that, you may not, you may think that's all of Brooklyn, New York. But it is not. That's just this little area. And that's a lot of folks. So I'm so proud that they put their trust in me and consider me to be a New York City public official. So I'm grateful. And we are so excited about doing the work. And so on that note, stay tuned.
Yeah. so many bills to pay scares me, and I really need to get away. So I put the music on the radio. The music takes me where I wanna go, far away from the stress and strife. You
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. Live. It's Friday morning, June 2nd of 2023. It is great to have you guys with us, of course. It's been an incredible broadcast today. We started out at 6 o'clock New York time, now about 8:07 here. And for those of you in the Central Time Zone, it's about 7:07 this morning. Let me bring to the line Nicole Marie, the Queen of the Morning. Good morning again, Nicole Marie. Happy
good
third
morning
hour.
Again.
It's our spotlight hour.
Spotlight
so
hour.
Good to have you with us. Yes. Well, we've been having a ball. It's our show number 800.
Have.
It's literally show number 859 today, which is 859th of our three-hour broadcast, making us the most prolific hair and beauty radio broadcaster in the history of broadcasting, bar none. So we started this game. Let's just not forget that, folks.
That's
out
it.
There.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, it's been a special show. I have
it
really,
has.
Really
it's
enjoyed
been wonderful.
It.
Wonderful. It's definitely been a celebration.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, each Friday is like Fan Day Friday anyway for us.
Oh, yeah.
Today, it really is about the celebration. So I just want to say how nice that is. And we've been celebrating Michael Hopkins, our colleague out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. He's the birthday boy. Happy birthday again, Michael Hopkins.
Happy birthday,
birthday,
Michael.
Birthday. Happy birthday to me.
Yes. Yes.
You dancing
happy
over there,
birthday, Michael?
Michael.
And,
boy,
yes.
I just got off my
and
desk.
We're gonna invite,
so.
Well, listen, we're going to invite the fans out there. If you guys want to call in and wish Michael happy birthday, or if you've dialed in, just press 1. That'll be our indication that you've got something to say. And we'll get you on the air live to chat and shout out to Michael Hopkins. The king. We're going to call you the king of the morning today, Michael Hopkins. You've been helping.
I have been crowned. Uh-oh.
You've been crowned. It was. We thought it was Prince Charles to King Charles coronation, but no. You have kind of weighed
Michael
on
Hopkins.
In. You've brought us something a little different, and we're so proud of you. Well, listen, I think we got somebody standing by.
All right. I believe it's a birthday caller, so let's take a listen and see if we can figure this out. Okay, good morning, caller. With the last digits of 45, you are on the Hair Radio Morning Show Live. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hello, everybody. This is Debbie
Johnson. Oh, hold it. Hold it. I recognize that voice. I recognize
Hi.
That famous voice. She's super famous internally here on, at the Hair Radio Company. It's our incredible colleague. Now, you guys, Debbie, well, first of all, Debbie, just I know who you are, and they know you, but tell all the fans out there, you are a big part of our family, especially at Afrolock Magazine. And I know that you're calling in. So first, I'm going to let you take care of the business. Go ahead and give Michael his wonderful birthday wish today.
Hi, Michael. I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday, and I hope that God provides you with everything you want and need. So you're a great guy. So happy birthday.
Oh, thank
wow.
you. Thank you, Debbie. I appreciate that.
So
you
nice.
And I have history way back then, but I appreciate that.
You're so
well,
welcome.
Listen.
You're so much love.
Oh,
thank you.
You see, Michael? Thank you, Debbie. Now, Debbie,
so
speaking
nice.
Of which, I'm glad you called in because this is your, I think this is your first time actually being on the airwaves with us. Am I right?
That's correct. Yes, this is my first time.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, so we go back, guys out there. When we started with Afrolock, Nicole Marie and I, we were talking about a little while ago, when we started the whole Afrolock magazine journey, I knew that subscriptions were a big part of that process so that the magazine has every opportunity to be successful. And so I knew that the only person whom I had worked with before at Hair Radio that could help us along that way would be Debbie. And Debbie, now you come to us out of the Florida area, just to give folks some perspective. You come to us from out of Jacksonville, right? Up north, the northern part, correct?
Well, I was in Jacksonville. I'm now in the Bradenton, close to Tampa, St. Pete area.
Oh, that's a different. So you moved, isn't that kind of south or a little bit? That's not up north anymore, right?
No, it's south and on the west coast of Florida.
West side, right? Not all that
yeah.
far from Fort Myers and all of that. Okay.
It's about two and a half miles. Two and a half hours, I'm sorry, from Fort Myers.
Oh, that's a good distance. Oh, that's a good distance. Well, listen, wherever you are down there, we're happy to have you join us today. We really
yeah.
are. Now, I've got to say, yes, because, you know, Michael, we're celebrating Michael's big birthday today. And in addition to that, we're celebrating the launch of Afrolock Magazine that you're well aware of. And been such an integral part of getting this thing off the ground. So what can you add in today? What can you tell the listeners? They've never heard of Afrolock before, Debbie. Today's their first time tuning in. What would you like them to know about Afrolock?
Well, Afrolock Magazine is a brainchild, of course, of our own Carrie Hines. It's a magazine geared towards African-American people. You know, we have to celebrate
yeah.
our culture and our people because we are so diverse. So this magazine
yeah.
will take you into the understanding about hair care, not only hair care, but about
yeah.
African-American people. So I want everybody to, you know, get their subscription and tune in
yes.
and go on the website because you're definitely
yes.
get educated with this magazine and on the website.
Exactly. And we put black on blast. On steroids,
right.
Here on our broadcast. and we do, and we're so happy. Listen, Debbie, outstanding job. Debbie heads up our subscription area, so you guys may hear of her again real soon, ringing your line.
Yeah.
Remind
Thank
me that you,
need Debbie.
To be part of this whole thing.
You,
Great
everyone.
Job, Debbie.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you mentioned a few on the show today. You finally got there, Debbie. We're so proud of
yes.
you.
Yes.
Well,
Thank
listen,
you.
No, right? No better way to celebrate than a
oh,
Michael
yeah.
Hopkins birthday. Okay, Debbie, we'll be checking
exactly.
in with you. I'll be checking in with you after
oh,
the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
was
you, Debbie.
Just, did you guys not enjoy Debbie? Was that not
oh,
nice?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Yeah, so nice.
Yeah, so I'm super, super excited about stuff like that. And speaking of journey, Michael, so let's go back a little bit. Let's kind of fill in our fans, and particularly your fans and folks who may, some of them may not know that you did not start out in beautiful Spotsylvania, VA. You started your journey in my hometown.
That's right.
Yes, Michael and I are both from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Born and
Michael,
raised.
Michael, what can you tell us? Yeah, so now you came out of Philadelphia. What part of Philly? You hear? You can tell I'm from Philadelphia.
Tell you from
what
Philly.
What part of Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually,
and what do you
actually,
say about the Philadelphia people?
Well, Carrie, just... Me, I actually grew up in North Philadelphia. First it was around the Temple University. You can tell I've been living down here so long. But around Temple University.
Forgot Temple now.
Forgot Temple. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Boy, they getting ready to take
right.
my card. But I grew up in that
yeah.
area, and then we moved a little north to the hospital area, Temple University Hospital, and then later on, as a teenager, I grew up in the Logan section of the city. It's still North Philly, but I was just moving further north.
Yeah, not all that far. Listen,
yeah, it's not that far.
Like he just moved miles and miles across the country.
Yeah,
Michael,
like across the galaxy, right?
The street.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. And I remember, Carrie,
yeah.
you and I talking, and it was, it was really funny, you and I talking, because come to find out, our paths have crossed several times living in Philadelphia.
Wow.
And that was
I could walk right by you on the street, Michael.
Yep, back then, you know, we would have been like two ships in the night. But it was so funny
yeah.
because when
and
you and
who
I
would
started,
have thought we would have been working together
yeah.
years later.
Yeah, who
wow.
would have thunk it? Yeah, because you know you lived up in North Philly. I lived in North Philly. You literally lived on the other side of Broad Street, which is a main street that goes north and south through Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Anybody's a Philadelphian, if you say Broad Street, they know exactly what you're talking about. It's either North Broad or South Broad.
If you don't know Broad Street, there's a problem.
Yeah, you have an issue.
Yeah,
if you're
Broad
from Philadelphia, yeah. Oh,
if you don't
yeah.
know Broad Street, that's a dead giveaway right there.
Very
and
much
they call
so.
It Broad Street for a reason, because it's broad.
Very much so.
So
it's a four-lane
really,
highway,
yeah.
and it just cuts it through the city.
It's really a big street. Yeah, yeah.
And it,
I love it because it's that. Remember, Michael, City Hall separates the north from the south.
Right, from the south.
So
very much so.
Right? I love that. Yeah.
You
so everybody
help,
knows Broad Street and City Hall. Now, Nicole Marie, have you ever been down to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania?
I have not been to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What?
But I do have
Michael,
family.
Did you mean that?
I have not, but I have. I've been close, though. I do have family that lives in Harrisburg and Steelton, but I have not been to Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're going to have to bring
you
and Mr. Luther and the kids to Philly.
Yeah, sounds
we're
good.
Gonna,
yeah,
we're
going to have to,
Gary. Get that correct.
Got to. Nicole,
yeah.
You have never had a Philadelphia cheesesteak or a hoagie, a real one.
I have not.
You never had that.
That's real sad.
You remember, Carrie, it used to be John Wanamaker's downtown Philadelphia.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Macy's,
yeah.
I think, now. But that eagle is still there. There was a bronze-type statue of a giant eagle.
Well, I remember, Michael, my dear sister used to work at John Wanamaker's. She was early on back in the day where they had not very many African-Americans who were working in those particular areas, and especially where she was in the buyer's department assisting one of the buyers. So I never forgot that. So my sister worked there as well. So listen, guys, if you're just joining us on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're live on a Friday, June 2nd of 2023. It's our show number 859. It's also Michael Hopkins' birthday.
Woo!
And we are just taking
happy birthday, Michael.
We've been celebrating.
I tell you, I
we
got my hands up in the air like I just don't care, Carrie. Woo woo!
Well, I see somebody calling in from the 703 area code with the last two digits of 80. We're going to see. I have no idea who this is, but I think it's a birthday wish. Hi, you are on the air live with Nicole Marie, Carrie Hines, and the birthday boy, Michael Hopkins. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
I just happen to have the same last name that you have, Hines.
Really?
Wow.
In other words, it's the big brother. Your big brother. And I'm also calling to wish Michael a happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Hines. Wow. Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Hines.
My big brother, Dr. Leroy Hines. And I'm so happy to have you guys know him. He's been with us many, many, many times. But this is hilarious today. I got to say, Brother Lee, because I really didn't recognize you more. I'm like, who is this? I got another brother out there. You know?
Uh-oh. Boy, are you in trouble, mister.
Every once in a while, I'm able to go clandestine, but very few times. Most people could see me coming for some reason.
Well, listen, this was a big surprise, and we're so happy that you called in. So, Michael, what does it say when you hear my dear brother taking time? You know how busy he is with all the things that
very
he's working on these days.
Yep. I mean, Dr. Hines, you're one of my inspirations. You're one of my mentors.
Oh.
You know, really, because,
wow.
You know, we've been on a couple of Zooms with you, and, I mean, I got inspired. I really did, thank you. Just calling in today, man, it means a whole lot to me for you calling in
thanks,
and wishing me a
so
happy
much.
Birthday.
Oh, yeah,
you are
thanks
quite
so much.
Welcome.
And I must say this here also, I really appreciate the support that you give. I mean, anytime that you chime in, Mike, we really appreciate it. You always bring really good insight. You have a lot of experience. And someday I'm hoping to get a chance. Well, this coming September the 16th, whenever I have this combative forum, hopefully you guys get a chance to participate. Come down in and just enjoy Atlanta.
I like a plan to
be in the D.C. area.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. And Nicole Marie, you got to come with us too.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while.
It has.
Been on the show in a while. It's been a good time that you've been live with us.
Well, you know what?
Right?
I didn't plan. Actually, I made this call basically to say happy birthday to Mike and to kind of like, you know, get a chance to say hi to him whenever I'm not on a Zoom call. But I'm going to make a quick pitch here. In September the 16th, the best female martial artist in the United States, and she's African-American, maybe even in the world, and her name is Dr. Odetta Russell. She's going to be headlining.
Oh,
and she's going to be. Yes. She, matter of fact, I'll send you some information on it, Carrie. She's going to be headlining my event.
Too.
And she's going to basically be addressing a lot of women issues in terms of self-defense. This is a must. Her father, her husband is the legendary Mataka Bear from New York City, who back in the 1970s, those projects that's in the Bronx, I forgot the name of them, he almost single-handedly cleaned them up from drug dealers and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a super
so,
wow.
So, like, you know.
Nicole, that's a girl power moment for you.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. And I know, like, there's a lot of women in our organization. Some of the women are in Oklahoma. Some of them are in Atlanta. They're all over. But from no matter where they are, they're going to be coming to that event just because of her. And I've actually been working with her quite a bit over the past year. And a lot of issues out there that address women in particular, or black women in particular, but women in general, I should say.
Yes.
And some of these, they center around personal security. And she's going to be discussing that on a really high level. She's a psychologist also. Very, very sharp
Dr.
person.
Wow.
Yeah. So matter of fact.
September 16th, right?
Yes.
September 16th. Okay. We've got to be part of this. We have to be part of this in some capacity.
Yeah.
got to work out those details.
Well, you are going to be part of it because you are a moderator.
Oh.
We're going to do like
we did
before.
You've been volunteered.
Volunteered. We were hoping we were going to do like we did the last time. We're going to have a Zoom call. We'll probably have her on that Zoom call before the event so you can get on there and discuss the issues that she'll be like going over. I mean, even myself, I must admit when she talks, I'm in awe because a lot of times, you hear people talk about personal security, but you see it on a level, and she's bringing the psychology in things of that nature. And then also she's a great businesswoman too. Very great businesswoman.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. We're going to get both of you, and we're going to see if we can get her on as well prior to the 16th of June. So we're going to, and not only that, but we're going to cover this in AfroLock magazine as well. So we're going to do all
great.
Of that.
Right.
So lots and lots. So this is, and Nicole Marie, I'm going to have you to co-host with me on that September 16th event, that call that you talked about.
Okay.
We're going to have you there with me.
Wonderful.
And guess
wonderful.
What? There's
Look
one other good
that.
Thing.
What?
She's a native New Yorker, and so she's back and forth to New York quite often.
Oh, she's right here from my home here in Brooklyn.
Well, she lives in Atlanta.
Area. She's from up in the Bronx, right?
Yeah, she's from the Bronx area.
Awesome.
But she's back and forth all the time. She does, her and her husband does workshops there all the time in New York. And I know she does them all over the country.
Wow.
Can we Google her as well? Dr. Odetta Russell,
we
Google her and find some things on?
I'm sure you can.
Okay.
Yes.
She sounds very interesting to me.
Oh, yes.
So, brotherly, I just got to say thank you. Thank you so much for doing this, and we got to get you back on soon. We're not going to go because usually we can weigh in on some hot topics, but we'll circle back to brotherly, Dr. Leroy Hines, on our show. You know we can go in with the hot topics, brotherly. So, we're so excited. So listen, thank you to so much of what you do. We appreciate you as well.
Yes, thank you
very much.
So,
thank
you. Right, you've helped our fans out there to navigate things, and so we appreciate it. So, Michael, what do you want to say? And thanks so much for calling to wish Michael happy birthday.
I just once again, Dr. Hines, I just want to thank you so much. It means a whole lot to me, and I'm looking forward to the event.
Awesome. And leading up to that time, we're going to have more Zoom calls. I'm going to make sure you guys are included, because most of the topics that we're going to be taking up, these are topics that are somewhat germane to you guys too. And so we want to do everything we could do to support you also. Because I know, I know without Carrie, there's no way in the world. I, first of all, I wouldn't even be on Facebook if it wasn't for Carrie. So, I really appreciate the effort. Well, because like for a long time, because of my work, I wasn't, it didn't behoove me to be on Facebook. But one day as I got closer and closer to the time, Carrie told me, he showed me how to go on there, and I didn't know how the thing even worked, really. So, I mean, I was like a caveman, if you want. I guess that's the
well,
best way to describe it.
Now. You're a weird
Oh, yeah. I mean,
guys up here.
And matter of fact, speaking, like, it was really, really like Dr. Odetta that made it possible for me to really be out there a lot, too, because magazines and stuff like that, she made it possible for me to put articles in magazines. And there's one magazine that comes out of New York called DOS, The Deadly Art of Self-Defense. And that article, kind of like one day I just woke up and I had friends all over the world.
Can we,
you know,
can
before
we
that,
Google
before,
that so we can
before that
see
it was
it?
Kind of local.
Wow. Well, let me tell you something. We're going to, and I'm going to build on this, and I really mean it. Nicole Marie, you are my witness. Michael, you're my witness. We're going to put something in on Dr. Odetta Russell into AfroLock. So we're going to have you guys to look out for that. And, of course, my dear brother, we are going to have Dr. Leroy Hines. I told you, brother, you can go and just carte blanche on whatever it is that you think we need to know. It's always helpful and informative to us. So, listen, hi to everybody. And I'll be circling back to you, Brother Lee, after the show.
Okay.
A great Friday,
sounds good.
Okay.
All right. And Mike.
Outstanding.
And
thank
Mike,
you,
enjoy,
brother.
Enjoy your birthday. Make sure that you make it more than just a day. Make it a birth season.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
sounds like a plan.
Nice.
Thank you. Sounds like a plan.
All right, everyone.
All right,
take
Brother
care.
Lee. You have a good day, brother.
Do the same.
Is that
thank
not
you.
Fantastic?
All right.
Was,
yes,
that's
it was.
Nice, Michael.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
So you guys out there, I love that. If you want to wish Michael happy birthday and you've dialed in, press 1 on your phone right now so we can see you out there. That's our indication to get you on. Michael, I loved all of what he had to say. Was that not nice, Nicole Marie?
That was wonderful. What a great surprise.
That was nice.
Oh, yeah. Did not see that one coming, Carrie and Nicole Marie. Wow, I did not see that one coming.
No?
No, that was a birthday present. I mean, Debbie was a birthday present, and your brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, was an extraordinary birthday present.
Great surprises, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoyed that.
Good words. Right, Nicole Marie, good words that help us to stay inspired.
Yes.
That help us to
actually learn something about a new event and a new person.
And that we,
so.
Oh, Nicole Marie, I knew you were just thrilled when you heard about
Dr.
Odetta Russell.
I have not, but as soon as we're off the air, I'll be looking her up.
Very
much
so.
We're going to have you to get some kind of interview together, Nicole Marie, with Dr. Odetta Russell, because we got to be part of this September 16th Zoom that my brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, is talking about, because it sounds like something that we're going to just blow open. So
you guys
out there tuned in right now, you heard about it first right here
Hair
Radio Morning Show. And you never know what you're going to hear on this broadcast. Now, I want to say this, Michael. You think the celebration is ending at 9 o'clock this morning, Eastern, 8, if you're out in Central? No, because let me tell you, I'm going to share this entire three-hour broadcast back onto my social media on Facebook. So you can look up Carrie Hines. If you don't follow me already, you should be. And you'll be able to play the show back over and over and over again. It has been an incredible broadcast.
Yes, it has.
Awesome. I think so, Michael. What? Yeah, right.
Awesome.
Oh, I think
it has been
Michael,
awesome.
I think so too. Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins. I think we have another birthday standby wish. I'm not
wonderful.
Sure. I call it from area code 469, ending in 73. You're on with Terry Hines, Nicole Marie, and birthday boy, Michael Hopkins. What's your name, and where are you calling in from?
Good morning. This is me, Katrina Jones, calling from Paris, Texas.
We know that voice.
Uh-oh.
We know that voice. Well, listen. It is our friend, long time, not just friend, but literal angel to all of us, really, but particularly Michael Hopkins. Katrina from Paris, Texas, our dear friend, good morning to you.
Good morning, Katrina.
Yes, it is. This is another wow.
I did not see this one coming either,
Katrina. Wow.
I'm kind of dealing with like bronchitis right now, but I still wanted to call in and wish my dear brother for life, Michael Hopkins, a great big happy birthday. I hope you enjoy
it.
Be a wonderful day.
Wow.
It be a blessing to you, as you are a blessing to
and
everyone in the veterans that you do daily.
Wow.
Wow,
Katrina, how nice
of
you. We hope
so,
you feel better.
So beautiful,
okay.
Katrina. I just thank you so much, Katrina. You have been the three of my angels, and I always tell you guys, you're the sisters I never had, but the sisters I always will have.
Yeah,
the three of you have just stuck by me when I needed to go to somebody to talk to or just to say hi to. You guys are always Johnny on the spot. And,
yeah.
I mean, what more can I ask for? You know, you guys are going to get me a little emotional here. You know, the tears
well,
are starting to flow. They're starting to flow because you guys have been my family.
Yeah.
And you continue to be my family.
We're not going anywhere.
I'm going to always be there.
Katrina, let me tell you, Michael, how lucky you are to have Noor Jahan. We're shouting her out as well this morning. Nicole Marie and Katrina Jones to help get your radio program off to a blazing start on our network. They were your angels. They were your producers. We plucked Nicole Marie out of that group, and Katrina still has been instrumental and more for that much on our broadcast here.
Right.
And I bug Katrina all the time because Katrina loves our product. Katrina, do you not love our hair product?
Oh, I love it.
Therapy while
love it, love it, love it.
So
I can't wait.
Thank you so
I need
much.
To get
We're
ready to order some more of the shampoo and conditioner, but that leave-in conditioner, phenomenal.
Oh, is the Moisture 100? I use it myself. We'll talk a little bit about that all next week. Well, listen, I thank you, Katrina, for taking time. And, Katrina, you have a tax business that we've never really talked about on the show. So I want to talk a little bit about that next week, okay, and bring you back to really delve into that. But I appreciate you getting up a little earlier because you're out in Central Time Zone in Texas.
Very much
part of
so.
Today's broadcast for our brother Michael Hopkins, who has been just doing an amazing job. Yeah, helping the vets. And
thank you so much, Katrina. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Katrina. It's good to
thank
hear
you.
From you.
Appreciate
this morning.
It. I mean, it is great to hear from you. So much.
Awesome.
Hope you feel
all
better.
All right, Katrina.
Oh, very much
good,
so.
Good job. Yeah, feel better. Feel better.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
we just adore Katrina Jones here. She's just a – is she not fabulous? Well,
she
listen.
Very much so.
The birthday greetings, don't hold it. They don't end there. We have someone from the 973 area code, and the last two digits are 39, standing by, I'm sure not just to say hi to Carrie Hines. Let's see. What's your name and where are you calling in from this morning? You're on live with us all, and Michael Hopkins, the birthday boy. What's your name?
My name is Wayne Smith.
What?
Ooh.
What? Brother Wayne?
Ooh.
Guys.
Good morning.
The former mayor.
Happy
what a surprise.
The former mayor.
Happy
for 12
birthday,
years from Irvington, New Jersey.
Hopkins.
Yeah. How great
and
wonderful. You have your own personal
I'm being saying happy birthday to by the former man. What more can a man ask for on his birthday?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's fabulous.
Thank you, Brother Wayne. Thank you so much.
Alrighty.
I appreciate
Enjoy your day.
That.
Enjoy your day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
this is,
all right. Wayne,
chance,
thank you.
Wow.
We've got to get you back soon, so we're going to be talking on some politics real soon. Thank you
all
so
right.
much,
Bye-bye.
Wayne. Michael,
all right,
enjoy the day. Michael, when you see that you have touched so many lives, you've touched so many lives, what goes through your mind?
Wow, Carrie, Nicole Marie, it's very humbling. It really is. It's very humbling. It shows things that I do, especially like for the veterans. It makes me feel good that I know that I've been helping the veterans, and there are other people like Wayne Smith and your brother Dr. Leroy Hines and Debbie. It just makes me feel so good.
And don't forget Katrina too. She's
oh, no, we'll never forget
Katrina.
No, Katrina is my running buddy. She'll tell you. I reach out to Katrina, you know,
how
a lot
awesome.
Of times. You know, I reach out to all you guys. I reach out to her. But, you know, the bottom line is, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie, you guys have been just so really good to me. You know, you really have. And,
well,
and this, just a birthday celebration, this is like a big wow for me. I don't know what I'm going to do by the time I get over
it,
to
Michael.
My vet meeting. I don't know what I'm going to do when I get over to my vet meeting. Yeah, because they can't duplicate this.
Outstanding. No, you can't. Listen, guys, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we've got more on the way celebrating Michael Hopkins' birthday today on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Oh, we got, you know what, Michael, before we go there, we got a quick birthday wish. It looks like you're in area code 931 and the last digits are 44.
Ooh, that sounds
familiar. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Happy birthday to you. Hey,
I knew that number. I knew that number. If I don't know any other numbers, Carrie and Nicole Marie, I know that number.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Noor. We were just talking about you here on the show.
You were just talking about me? My ears were itching.
Did we not, Michael?
Uh-oh. Very
we
much
did.
So.
Not.
We did.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
We talked you right up, as they used to say.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Michael, go ahead, Noor. First of all, welcome back to the show. It's always great to have you time in one hand.
Great to hear you this morning.
Very much so.
Yes, thank you. I want to thank Queen Katrina for reminding me. I took some rest easy last night, and that stuff really makes me rest, and I stay sweet. So.
Wow.
Best sleep ever, but yeah. So
glad you got up.
A lot earlier.
So glad.
Yeah, but you know, Carrie, I'm still waiting on my humidifier.
Yes, well, we got to ship that bad boy. It's huge. I'm like, we got to get it. But the good news is I'm looking at right in my little closet here, so it's in safe hands. But you know what? You're going to just love it. You're going to love it. We'll fill you in next week, guys, if you don't know what we're talking about. Listen, Noor, we love having you here on the show. And what has it meant to be part of this whole process with Michael, especially on his birthday?
Oh, man, I'm glad I didn't miss it. So he deserves it. So I made sure I called in time and I didn't miss this moment, this momentum moment, because it is a moment.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And
yes,
I gotta say,
it
was nice even having the Angels together on the show today in this way.
Right.
So, yeah. So good job. And you guys support him always. And it's something that has impressed me from day one and continues to impress me today. So keep doing all that you're doing. You guys have taken me on and made me an extra member of the family here, so I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
An honorary.
And
sounds like a plan.
Awesome job. Awesome job. All right. Well, listen, Noor, thank you. Katrina, thank you as well. Nicole Marie. And we've got so much more to come. We still got more of today's show. Okay, guys. Outstanding job. Outstanding.
Right.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. All right. Yeah. We've got more on the way this morning. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Stay with us, folks. We got a lot of folks out there. Okay. We've got more to go. Stay with us.
Wow.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hunt.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Work it all out.
Work it out.
All. We must
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLot Magazine at AfroLotMagazine.com. AfroLot Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.afrolockmagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine. We're making Black progress together.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in Black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first Black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this Black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Friday morning, June 2nd of 2023. Our show number 859 on this Friday morning. It's just so much fun. Let me just get everybody back on. Michael Hopkins, the birthday boy, my co-star, Nicole Marie. We've just been having a great Friday. And
yes,
so just so much to
it's
celebrate.
It's been a wonderful day. Yes.
Yeah.
Very
so
much
Mike,
okay.
Yeah,
this was
Michael,
just such a surprise.
You,
We are so excited that we could fool you today. We
exactly.
know it was a big surprise birthday party that we told you all about.
Very much
but
so.
But just so much
and
fun.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah. Oh, aren't you kind? Well, listen, you guys out there, all the fans of the show, we thank you for tuning in. It's been a great, great celebration.
Yeah, thank
a
you.
A cap on our week. Yeah. And
oh,
you guys
yeah.
just heard the commercial from FixYourFeet.com, Dr. Yolanda Ragland. Well, she'll be with us live, her first time in over a year, on Tuesday morning's broadcast. So you
Wonderful.
Don't want to miss it. Now, take a listen to this. The Hair Radio Morning Show starts at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, so that's 5 in the morning Central Time. Now, we're live, so keep that in mind. And coming up at about 7:30 New York time on Tuesday will be Dr. Ragland. So it's a special spotlight time. It's at 7:30 on Tuesday, the 6th of June. So she'll be with us live on the air. You don't want to miss Dr. Ragland. I don't know what you may or may not
Ooh,
remember
no.
out there, folks. But she's
so
a
true.
Special guest.
You don't want to
guest.
Miss
You don't
her.
Want to miss her. So she's
oh,
a podiatrist
man.
With Fix Your Feet, of course. She'll be with us live on the air all the way from 7:30 New York time till 8:30. So that's like about 6:30 to 7:30 Central Time, folks. So she'll be with us live. And then it's an all-new Vet Talk radio show with Michael Hopkins. So Michael, your celebration just continues.
Continues.
What can I say?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I mean, I am the happy camper at this point in time. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful.
Wow. Well, you've had
so
just
happy
such
you
a
enjoyed
great,
your celebration.
It was, I love today's show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah. It was
right
great.
Cold. It was
so,
so
deserving, Michael.
I think
oh,
so,
yes.
To me, Michael, that word we started out with this morning, special, when I opened up the show this morning, you know, we were highlighting that word special. And I think you epitomize what that word means.
Definitely.
And so I'm so grateful to have you there, sir. You have been a great inspiration to me and to all the fans and everybody. We appreciate you and all the work on behalf
yes,
of the veterans that you do.
Everything
you help
you
us
do.
To rise to that level of community commitment that we need to have. And it means so much. So thank you so much. We're just getting started. It's your second year on the broadcast. And you've been literally promoted to on-air personality on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You've got
right.
your own VTR distributors that you do out there. You're part of the hair industry process with therapy products. You are part of the Afrolock magazine, which we're so excited, which is should be out this weekend. So if you haven't subscribed, go to com. And I guess I need to spell that for everybody. It's AFROLOCK.com, meaning we have a lock on Black culture right here. So Afrolock.com to find out all about the new magazine. You don't – listen, guys, if you haven't subscribed to a magazine, this is one you need to subscribe to.
This is it.
You really do. So
very
please go
much
there.
So.
Everything is there, all the details and information. And we have a very special article that is particularly put out there for the African-American women out there. I think you don't want to miss this in Afrolock. It's a very special, it was written especially for our magazine. So you're not going to find it in other places all over the internet and here and there and everywhere. It's exclusively done for our magazine. So shout out Khadijah this morning, who was a big part of that.
Yeah.
So listen,
Khadijah, thank you.
Great job, Michael. Great job, Nicole Marie. And to all the fans who tune in and keep us doing what we do here each day. And
yeah,
all the
thank you so much. We appreciate you all.
Yes, Salon Tower.
Oh, yes.
Yes, everybody. Thank you so much. So, Michael, we'll see you back here Tuesday morning. That's our next live time, 6 o'clock, for the next live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie and birthday boy, Michael Hopkins. Now, let's
Ooh.
Turn it off over to our new robo host. We have a robot lady. Who's going to send us on out. So, listen, Michael, we'll see you back here next week. Make it a great birthday weekend.
And thank you guys for tuning in. It was an awesome Friday.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines,